And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Joining us today on the Rock Ridge High School Sports Spotlight is junior softball player Taylor Dietrich. Rockets off to a 14-2 start in 2024. Of course, the three-time defending Class 2A state champion. So, Taylor Dietrich, as we start, can you give us a bit of a progress report on how things have been going for the Rockets in 2024 in softball?
It's been going pretty good. You know, we just try to look for, again, 1% better each day. And the weather hasn't really been working out for us, so we had to cancel a lot of games, but that doesn't stop us from keep on going. So this week we got a full week. Coming up today would be Orion. Yesterday was Monmouth Roseville. It was a pretty good game yesterday.
Well, I think, too, like you said there, talking about like how the weather hasn't really cooperated. I remember, you know, the first week of the season this year, it took forever, it felt like, for you guys to play your first game of the season. Then over the past week or two, it's been pretty rough where a lot of stuff has got wiped out. So for you, as just like a player and a kid, how frustrating is that when the weather isn't cooperating? And how do you kind of deal with that where instead of getting to play, you're having to go to practice basically every day?
Yeah, it is very frustrating, just to know, cause you got that mindset that you got a game today and then it gets canceled. So then you need to practice, but, at practice we work hard. So, I mean, 1% better each day, and our game playing games is just where you show off that hard work that you put in at practice.
Can you talk a little bit about what it's like playing in the Rock Ridge softball program? I know with what the program has done over the years, the expectations year in and year out are kind of sky high. So how do you kind of handle that each year? You know, where basically, you know, you look at what the history of the program is and you're playing in that now.
Oh, yeah. It's Rock Ridge softball. It's not just on the field, but off the field. You learn lessons. Life lessons and softball lessons. We do a lot of classroom work, so watching videos, getting our mindset ready for not just the postseason but the games coming forward. We just gotta be very into the game and always go 100% when we're not on the field but off the field as well.
Well, looking ahead down the line to the season now, you know, obviously over the next couple of weeks, you're in the thick of a race for a conference championship. And then, you know, I know you have a ton of postseason experience. You've been a part of two state championship teams in your two previous years playing with Rock Ridge. So when you look down the line at that stuff, like playing for a conference championship down the rest of the couple of weeks of the regular season, and two, when you get to the postseason, how much does that previous postseason experience kind of help you handle maybe the added pressure of some of those moments?
We work on pressure like every day at practice and games to get us ready for the postseason. So once postseason comes, we're all ready for it. Just having me going to stay with Rock Ridge has been a very nice experience, just because I was a runner my freshman year, which I still got the experience, and then my sophomore year I played third base, and it was amazing. All the girls, you just feel included with everything, even if you're on the bench or on the field. So it's amazing.
Well, something that kind of maybe a lot of people who aren't 2-2 with Rock Ridge softball are surprised with is kind of how you've acclimated to pitching this year. I think off to a 4-0 start in the pitcher circle. Of course, you know, the team also features Kendra Lewis, so you don't pitch a ton, but you got to pitch against the defending 1A state championship team last year in St. Bede Saturday and held them to scoreless in that game. So how do you think you've been pitching so far this year? Is this kind of something you expected, like the success you found in the pitcher circle?
I did. Coach John told me last year that this year I'm going to have to work hard every day to keep working and to get stronger. So I took that to heart, and I worked every day with pitching, and getting into the mound is just awesome.
And then on the flip side of things for you offensively, I know last year you hit cleanup for Rock Ridge. This year, though, obviously, you know, you lost a lot of talent from that team last year, even where you're hitting cleanup last year and now this year, I think probably counted on a lot more for production day in, day out. You've delivered so far. So just a little bit about your offensive performance so far in 2024. What have been some of the biggest keys for your success there?
RBI's cues was like going up to the batter's box with an approach, not just hitting home runs every day. Our approach is always to hit around, behind the runners and not to just to hit. We try not to – coach preaches no selflessness. So we go up to the bat with, the batting box with an approach. And in the beginning of the season, it was a little rocky, but – like I said, 1% better each day, and we're definitely getting there, especially towards the middle of the season and almost a playoff season. We're definitely pushing it, and we're getting better each day.
All right, and this as you look ahead to the rest of the season, now anything specific you're looking forward to the rest of your junior season of Rockford Rocket softball?
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to playoffs. Playoffs is the best part of the season because, you know, you – put on all that work into the games and practices just to show off during playoffs. And that's the last seven games is the most important out of the season. So that's what we work hard for and put all the work in for.
All right. That's Rockridge Junior Taylor Dietrich. Rockets 14-2 so far in high school softball in 2024. Taylor, thanks for talking with us. Good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.